Beginning grind time, the Sech decided of Zan beginning of the Ezekin Tezmat, the beginning of the Gemara, Malahalan, just like we'll find the Badeh, B'Shem Me'echad, is with 31. So to over here, Allah requires the Sanhedrin of 71. Now the question then is, it's a one that my Lord Tanulu Hulisaita Lazakamami, why don't we teach these two halachas of Zakin Mamre and the Saita, Perkam the Sanhedrin, which is the opening mission of that day is Bahadihani, the Habib Bebezdin Shal Shemechad. It says a list of all the things that require Bezdin 71. Why doesn't it mention these two? The end of the court case did not require it. It's only these, the beginning parts of the process that you need to have it, and therefore it's not counted over there. The next day, the beginning of the Gemara, just like with the Bezin Shalva Shalmechad, so to over here. So it's cash, it's a difficulty because given the Finim Zakamami, since you learn that Allah of the Sanhedrin for the Saita from the Zakamami, Islachal Memega, beside the nature, say by the Saita, Shamakam Garm, that the place of the Sanhedrin in the place of Lishka Zagaz, the white causes coming up the Zakamami, which has to be specifically that he rebels against their word when they're there in the Beis Hamikdash. And therefore, that's why they actually brought her to the chamber of Yun Stone. So, Imkain, if that's the case, the text has the following question. Then the bitter waters should stop me. And the reason is, they didn't want to judge capital punishment because the place where they are in the Lishka Sagaz is what causes. Now, problem is, the Perkbas and Mechilton on later in the Memzain and Menalov. The last part of this sugya, Aminan, the Gemara tells us Rabbi Yechim Zakai, Hivsikin, he stopped it. Now, the Koidim Golas Sanhedrin, now, before the Golas Sanhedrin, I'm Perikar Yabaitkin, Rabbi Yechim Zakai, Tam Yishal Ne Rabbi Hayu. He was a student sitting in front of his Rabbi, but Lemik Rabban, he wasn't called Rabban yet. That means he stopped it afterwards, but how could he stop it afterwards? I thought it stops automatically when they already left their place. Nir says it would appear the Iyum Lahayim Akim, this intimidation is not critical. And then Loyim Ayim Kalaf, even if they wouldn't intimidate her at all, after beginning to say she would still drink. Therefore, was applicable even after the Golas, like we said in the previous tesis, that this the Yinid Sanhedrin was not the whole procedure. It was just this intimidation part. And since it's not Ma'akib, therefore, that was still going on even after they were Goyla from the Lishka Sagazes. What is that referring to? That there's nothing that gets in between, no foreigner between Yehuda and Reuven. This is the division of the land that's mentioned by Yechezkel. That they're both neighbors and no one's between them. Next test must have been with the mother. Sham mina. Oh, I could refer from this. This case of that you write receipts. It's a wonder because of a hachal efshal b'yeshiva. But here it's impossible without a receipt. How does this reflect on the general machlik? Is if we write receipts or not? But in this case, in here, met us of the ksubasi. She says I lost my ksuba. So b'may yachav oisul lahav the ksuba. So with what is he going to force her to return the ksuba? Because we're concerned, oh, she'll collect it at a later time. Bishlam alayv ba'alma ma'akav aperayin b'yanzeh. And the regular borrower will not pay up at chafz ma'av as ashtar until the lender gives back the document. And so, therefore, you could say that, oh, you know, we don't write receipts. I'm going to wait till you give me back the original document. But here, there's no payment. She lost her ksuba. She doesn't have any rights to it. So, it's not possible. Of course, the rakol kosher. Everyone would agree that, okay, we have to write a receipt for the husband. What's the proof? Beishamin says, what you can say is, no, shayochla akibas, I get this lay. No, the husband could actually hold back the get by him until she gives him back the ksuba. In fact, we don't say that, obviously, that we write a receipt. But says Taisa, wait a second, but to me, but it's a wonder. Lafumai the master corner where the gemara comes out. Debe makom shein kaisin ksuba. That we're talking about in a place where they don't write a ksuba. That's where kaisin shabbat. That's where you write a receipt. Lama levichtav shabbat. What do you have to write a receipt for? You korakit tear the get. Veichtav lavan and write on it the following words. Gita denan. This get the kardinu that we tore. Limishum the gita psulus. Not because it's invalid. It'll delay to hard to be tikkun. But it's nachid. It's just you shouldn't be able to collect another time with this get. Kedamin perak kaisin big masin ksuba that paytas. Perakam the bamitzia in the first perak bamitzia dafir chazim et alav. At the time when there was danger to have religious documents, they actually don't collect with a get anymore. You collect with the witnesses of Gershon. I thought they gave them without a get, so it wouldn't help to tear up. There's no get to tear up, and we're going to witnesses, you can't tear them. So that's why it was necessary to write a receipt. It says, "Not to begin with the Gemara, Amar Rabbi said, 'The welcome chain kaisen ksubaskin.' Out to another place where they don't write a ksuba, and that's why." That's why rather than rely on it's my best, and when he divorced her, she's gonna produce our get and collect with it. And so therefore, that's why it's different. You can't just, like we said, give back the ksuba. Markshim, the question is, habawakim shakaisvin. Well, okay, so wait a second. It sounds like he's saying, but we, they write a ksuba in kaisvin. We don't write a receipt. You make her give it back, the document. We get pasha. The problem is the gemara, but mitzia da in per get pasha da kuf ein aleph from a base. Omar must says, achana mistab. It's logical to kaisvin shayber. There, Rabbi says that, oh, it's logical that you write a receipt. Because the Incas mean to write a receipt. What, this guy's just going to consume everything and he's going to laugh his head off that, like, you know, he'll be able to collect again and again and again because you have no receipts. My Rabbi says, well, nice. So what are you going to say, that you do write a receipt? So Abba Shabbat, this guy loses the receipt. Again, the guy's going to consume and laugh because he'll be able to collect again and again. Only Rabbi says, and yes, because the borrower is a slave to the man who lends him the money. So therefore, yeah, if he loses the receipt, yeah, the guy will be able to collect again. But Amos, so he sees his taisis that the kibbutz is for the kaisen, that he accepted the logic that you do write a receipt. I and the maschal taisis from Agumar says that you don't write. It sounds like that you don't write a receipt. So it says b'nei it seemed the rabbis relay kaisen. Yeah, he holds like the Gemara says that he read a receipt. Abul halacha the chibalma, where he was just rejecting the proof. The like of mashmach the kaisen, you just cannot infer that you write a receipt. But actually, he does hold that you write a receipt.